The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Mr. Newry, first of all, you didn't even give me a chance to ask the people if women are allowed to talk in their church, right? I don't know why you invite me to such an exciting conversation. And now I got to go sit in the chamber with the women them and let you take over the conversation. Mr. Newry, if I knew that Bible study could be this exciting, I may have gone to church. Anyway, I am fighting to hold this mic. It's been a wonderful conversation so far. Mr. Newry also has a wealth of questions for the guests in studio. I hope we could get to how you holiday. I hope we could get to how your church makes the transition from Old Testament to New Testament. And then we have this thing here where every Bahamian and their grandfather believe they are part of the Joshua generation. We're all waiting for the Joshua generation to come and rescue us. And I wanted to know, what is your church's interpretation of that, the scripture that leads us there? But of course, I must let Mr. Newry take over the mic. Hey, listen, Mr. Newry, I never thought I was going to fight you in church. But here we go.
I'm excited to have this program, and I want to welcome our distinguished guests. But I wanted to understand and appreciate the religion. Mm-hmm. Your religion, and I put it in quotes, has two names. You have the King James University.
King James Bible
also
University.
King James Bible, yes. University. And you also have the Host of the Lost Sheep of Israel.
Yes.
And I want to know why there is two names.
King James Bible University originally started in Cambridge, in London. And what happened is they had me to take over the media part when everything broke off with Dr. Shaul. So I take over care of the media part. But now that's educational. We got to keep that in mind. Now where you get the spiritual teachings is under the Lost Sheep of Israel. That's where all that comes from. But when you want to be educated, based on Bible, based on precept upon precept, that's coming under King James Bible University. You even see some of my teachings under King James Bible University, and then you see other spiritual teachings under the House of the Lost Sheep of Israel.
And I want to go in terms of the narrative on how did your church started. You mentioned Cambridge in England or the United Kingdom. Church, so who was the elder who started the religion? What year did it started? Mm-hmm. And then how did you happen to join in and become a senior.
Okay, so you're saying a couple of more confusing where I'm getting to. Because how did the religion start? I can show you it in the Bible. I can show you that in Genesis chapter 12, starting at verse 1.
So it's an older religion than this?
Well, you can see it in the Bible. So what you're trying to do is put a date on it. The Bible only teaches one doctrine. And actually, I can show you where he told Abraham to get out of the country. You'll see it right there. And then because his father worshipped idols. So once he left, you can see, you can read that to where we can get to understand where I'm coming from.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Then the Lord has said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee.
Go all the way down, go down to verse 4.
And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord has spoken unto him.
Now his father worshipped idols. Oh, I'm going to give you right as soon as that. But his father worshipped idols, but he told him to get away from those.
So the religion has been from Abraham's to now?
So now you get ready to see where the difference between Hebrews. We're not Hebrew Israelites. That's a sect of whatever they want to call it. But they technically are Christians. But I'm going to show you here in Genesis chapter 14, verse 13. Abraham going to be identified as something, as I explained earlier, to where a Hebrew is someone who has passed over. They don't no longer worship flesh. They worship spirit.
But my question, what I'm trying to get at, is how were you enlightened to join the religion, to be a part of it?
Yeah, it's when not did a that religion, happen? It's a practice.
Oh, how were you enlightened to embrace the practice? And what time did that happen, and how did it get to the United States?
Yeah, from the United States, it was probably already here already. But then once I went under Dr. Shaul more than 20-some years ago, that's where I started doing my studies.
And pronounce his name again, Dr.?
Dr. Shaul.
Shaul?
Shaul.
Shaul.
Yeah.
And who is Dr. Shaul?
Dr. Shaul is also a master of prayers. He was a teacher. He passed on, but...
And he was the progenitor of this sect, of this practice, and then he passed it on to you?
No, he wasn't the degenerate. He come from a tradition of master of prayers. Master Hebraeus is the same one when you can check, you can actually look it up. Master Hebraeus is the one, if you look at the Oxford Dictionary, did you know the Oxford Dictionary came from the King James Bible?
The Oxford Dictionary. Okay.
You heard it.
I'll embrace it.
But please check it. Don't take it for my word. Don't take my word for it. Please check it. Mm-hmm. Because the same thing as many books was written back then, and you'll see the language is really confusing and a lot of misspellings. King James had that actually text really, really redone. Once that was redone, now what they did, they standardized.
When you say they?
The Master Hebraeus.
Okay.
They standardized the language. So then what happened is you've seen the Oxford Dictionary. You've seen the Webster Dictionary. You actually go get a 1928 Webster Dictionary. You'll see it tells you it's based off of King James Bible. They even have Bible scriptures referenced in there. But the thing is, once they did that, they standardized it. But then you see a lot of people say, the King James Bible is not accurate. How is it not accurate?
But why do you embrace the King James Bible instead of the other references before it?
I can find contradictions in them.
I find contradictions in the King James Bible.
Please tell me one.
I mean, the Bible contradicts it all the time.
Please, no. See, but you're making a general statement, but you're not making, I'm asking you, where is it?
No, I mean, I can... Do search and have be more prepared for
please,
it.
Please,
but
please.
The King James Bible was translated from other Bibles.
It's in really?
It wasn't translated?
You said translated from... No, it was translated from the Paleo-Hebrew.
Well, there are other... Okay, let me... I'll do the search to get the exact Bible, the name of it,
but
King's...
But let's do this.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want to let you off the hook.
No, go
so
ahead.
What? So what we're going to do, because I'm going to be leaving the States in a couple of days, this country... But I want to make sure that me and you can speak on a Zoom to where you can address that question back to me with whatever you find.
My concern is
can we agree?
Go ahead.
Because you said you got to do your research.
Yes.
Can you agree to where me and you on radio going to come back together again next week?
When we have bookings and so on. So I'm not sure.
You can do it in your off time.
Yeah. But my concern is that you embrace the King James Bible, but you make no reference of where the King James got the original Bible or why it was translated in the first place.
It came from Paleo.
Because we're all familiar with the narrative of King James want to be independent of the Pope, and then he translated, et cetera, et cetera. And they start, oh, that's King Harry, I'm mixing up. But we know that he translating it into an English text because he wanted the commoners to be familiar with the English text.
Not true.
No, that's not true?
Not true. One King James Bible come from because King James, he already knew what it was being taken over. So what he did, he made that Bible available to the mass. Mm-hmm. That was number one, because King James was, he was over two providences, which you should know that.
Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm asking you, do you know that?
That he's over?
He was over two providences.
What you mean by
he was over? He was over England, also over Scotland. Did you?
Yes,
know that?
Okay. I understand that.
So, but then as the mass coming over, because he was never tied to the Roman Catholic Church, that's not true. Now that's what you just said, but that's not true.
So you do not believe that the Bible is in Latin, which is a Roman Catholic language, and was translated into English?
You see, wait a minute.
I'm not sure what Latin is, Roman. Yeah, Roman Catholic.
No.
And then you translate it.
I understand what you're saying, but you're saying it was translated from there.
So it wasn't translated from Latin.
Okay, it came from Paleo-Hebrew, and it came into the England, not English, to the England language, because everything, you got to remember, English is a characteristic of speaking England, but you can go in England, and we can speak as we're speaking right now, and half the things we say, they won't understand what we're saying.
So they didn't speak Latin when King James translated?
They can do whatever they want to do in the church, because
and the text was in Latin, and they translated from there?
Can you grab for me Hebrews 9:24? Grab for me Acts 17:24. We're gonna see, because we got to remember one thing. Mm-hmm. What you saying inside of a church, but do you hold to Bible? That's the key. Because Acts 17.
Latin Bible or the translated Bible into English? But it translated from Latin.
Okay, so you're still trying to play. So right now we're playing with words.
No, I'm just trying to find out you're not embracing Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic are Christians.
Okay.
Okay.
But some people dispute that and say the Roman Catholics are not necessarily Christians. But I understand what you're saying.
When we're looking at Catholic or even in that sect, don't you know Catholic? Don't you know Baptist came from there? Methodist? Presbyterians?
But we know that the Baptist came last. First was Roman Catholics, then going to Anglicans, then going to Methodists.
So let me ask
then,
you. So
then
let
go
me
to Presbyterians. You, so then eventually went to Baptists.
So let me ask you the million-dollar question. What is a Baptist?
And all these are different denominations of how people interpret the pursuit.
I'm asking you one simple question.
But I'm saying all these are different denominations, how they pursue God.
I'm asking you one simple question.
Okay.
What is a Baptist?
These are different denominations on how people disagree.
You're not answering my question.
Okay.
What is a Baptist?
But I was trying to explain it, that a Baptist is a denomination on how people pursue God and how they interpret and worship.
What if I tell you that all of what you just said is not true?
Go ahead.
And I can prove it.
Right, go ahead.
Can we go to John chapter 1? We're going to start at verse 19. And we're going to find out the main thing is, because he's going to talk about being baptized. And this is John the Baptist they're talking to.
But were they Baptists or just being baptized? Because we were talking about Baptists, and now we're going back to John, which comes centuries afterwards.
I promise you, we're going to take care of all that in one shot.
Okay.
All right? Can you start? But we'll read it slow. Go ahead.
John chapter 1, starting at verse 19.
Please.
And this is the record of John.
Wait a minute. Now, do you agree that's John the Baptist that we read about?
No, I'm agreeing that you're reading from the Bible, yes.
Okay, that's even better. Yeah. So you're just agreeing that I'm reading from a King James Bible.
Yes.
But you're not holding to what it's saying. But we know we're talking about John the Baptist.
Okay,
go ahead.
When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem.
Now, that's talking about Jews. And as I said, these are followers of Christ, but we're going to find out those are not really followers of Christ.
But the Jews were not necessarily followers of Christ. They are followers of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To call us a Christ would be called Christians. It would come afterwards, right?
Really?
Oh. No? There would be specific Jews who follow Christ, because not everybody followed Christ at this time.
I promise we're going to take care of it. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
Can we have my sister over there pin that too? Can we take care of that part too? But watch this. Read on.
So when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou?
So they're asking John, who are you? Because they don't know what John is doing. They see what he's doing, but they don't know who John is. So watch what John say.
And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ.
He said, I'm not Christ. No. I'm not him. But watch this. They're going to ask him some more.
And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias?
Wait a minute. Now you Elias? Watch what he says.
And he saith, I am not.
No. I'm not him either. Watch this.
Art thou that prophet?
Oh, are you that prophet? Now they're referencing the one to come. But watch what he says. Read on.
And he answered, no.
Nope. Now he just did that quick, but watch this. Read on.
Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us.
Watch this.
Why sayest thou of thyself? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
In this world. This is the wilderness. This entire world is wilderness. Watch what he says.
Make straight the way of the Lord, as said in the prophet Isaiah.
What did he say?
And they which were sent were of the Pharisees.
They were sent to the Pharisees who makes up their own laws. Watch, wait, once, I just want him to finish out. Go ahead.
And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizes?
Why baptize then? You want to tell you what that means? John the Baptist, that means a condemner. That's all baptize means. So when you're talking about a Baptist, that means a church of condemned.
I don't get that.
You don't get that?
Because really? you skip centuries and then and interpret it. But it's still centuries in Matthew 16 and 13. Jesus then asked the same people, who do you say I am? And they said, you are the Christ. We know what Christ is. And he said, and then Jesus answered, it comes from your lips. We know what Jesus is. Jesus is the Christ. Really? And the same scripture you use.
So wait a minute.
So you're saying
can you grab 1 Corinthians 3:16?
Let me say
so
that, that was Matthew chapter 16.
Oh, I already 13, know. Just, I know what you're talking about. Okay, I want to be fair with you.
And just making sure that Jesus is the Christ.
No, I want to be fair with you.
Yes.
Because evidently you didn't research the Hebrews. But what we do, we master text. But the main thing is, I'm going to show you something where Christ, actually, can you grab 1 Corinthians chapter 10? We're going to go to 1 through 4, and I'm going to show you Jehovah was Christ, as I said from the entire beginning. First, read that one first, and then we're going to grab that one. But I want to show you Christ was in the beginning,
yes,
who Moses followed. But wait a minute, watch what happened. It ain't Jesus.
John said, Jesus, the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and Jesus is the Word.
Really?
Jesus is not the Word?
Jesus.
The Bible said Jesus was the Word.
So how did Jesus die?
Jesus rose again.
No, how did Jesus die?
Man was made flesh. And when man be made flesh, he's subject to the flesh.
We'll take care
and then
of that.
God, then he became back to spirit and became
it.
God again.
Really?
According to the Bible. Really? King James Version.
We're going to tell you what.
I'm just saying what King James Version said.
If you're quoting that, one, we're going to follow up what happened. Because can you also get where he said, good master, can you grab down real quick? Because he's going to clear that piece up.
Do you teach the New Testament? Just asking. And the New Testament is about Jesus.
I teach the entire Bible.
So do you believe that Jesus was born by a virgin Mary?
He was born by a pure one. Mary, his father, actually, can we grab Matthew chapter 1, verse 18?
And can God impregnate a virgin? Does he have the power to do it? Let's take care.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, which I... Did you see me explain that to you earlier?
And Jesus
flesh
said,
and blood.
Jesus transfigured, and he said he's no longer flesh and blood, and he went up to the heaven.
You have to let us explain.
Just ask him. Let you talk. We're just saying that he's not flesh and blood anymore.
Yeah, you just see. But this is what Christians.
Go ahead. Forgive me. What Christians
fire a bunch of pieces and try to make something stick, which most of the stuff I already explained. But we're going. I'm gonna have this explained right real quick.
All right, we're going to Matthew. Then we starting at verse 18. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
Was on this understanding.
Right. When as his mother Mary was espoused.
Wait a minute. She was espoused. She was engaged to who?
To Joseph.
Now, wait a minute. Let's look at the very next verse. Now what happened?
Okay. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
And here we go.
Then Joseph, her husband.
Wait a minute. How did he become her husband? He was espoused at first.
There's only one way that can happen.
Well, No. I need you to show me. No, I don't need talkie. Show it to me in Bible. How was she first espoused and then it became the husband?
Well, we know in Jewish tradition.
No, we got to stop all this researching. What we need to do is where you said Jesus this, and you say in one verse, she was espoused to this man. The next verse is the only way, which we doing a marriage here tomorrow, and the only way she going to become her husband is he has to go into her all through scripture.
But it's your Jewish tradition.
No, you keep using Jewish.
Well, we know that you are using a text that does not belong to you. You embrace the King James Version.
Who do the text belong to?
But idea that you had to go to Cambridge.
But who did the text belong to?
Well, the people who interpret it and have it inside their archives. And then you go there and take the archives and bring it and embrace it as yours.
What you got to remember is, that's why I said you didn't research Master Hebraeus, because I told you that on the other day. Okay, a master of prayers. What we do, we try to find contradictions in the Bible. So it's a profession. It's not something we use technically religiously, mm-hmm. but it's something to where they can break down texts. So we find the law into its perfect way to where we can do anything. Meaning, you're a couple of levels higher than an attorney. And you can see that anyway. I can even have one in here. You can actually speak on that. But the main thing is what we try to do is find contradictions to make sure everything is perfectly aligned. But what I do is we hold the text, because I told you that the first time. We're going to hold the text. But I don't look at a bunch of shots. So the same thing is, can you, I don't know if you're allowed to speak on that.
What's up?
Okay. No, see, the same thing is, I'm not from Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But I had to take care of legal things here in the Bahamas. How was I able to accomplish those? It's based on my master of prayer skills. Okay, go ahead, please. About anything that I had to take care of legally that you can speak on. If not, don't worry about it.
Legally, yeah. You're dealing with a model. They're trying to put a $3 million judgment on my company. And through his master of prayer skills, he laid out a document for me. Which then the lawyers over here was confused. They laughed because they didn't understand it. They then turned around, took the same document, and used that to win the case. I'm not going to say which case, but the same document he laid out with his master of prayer skills, they used that to win the case against the plaintiff.
And Elder, is there salvation inside your religion?
Always.
How does one become saved and enter the kingdom of heaven?
Okay, one, you just can't believe and you're saved. That's one. But then two, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit incorruption. So if you believe on a man, you're going to die because you're going to go where he went. So the same thing is you talking about Jesus. We can look in there where he was already prophesied to come. And when we look at 2 Idris chapter 7, starting at verse 28, you can see where he was prophesied to come. But in the religion where they remove the Apocrypha, is right in that one spot, you can't bridge it. Because if you go from Old Testament, New Testament, you can't bridge the gap. That's the problem.
Do you believe in a transfiguration that Jesus ascended into heaven?
The flesh?
No, he turned to spirit. He died and rose from the dead, and he transfigured.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Jesus died and then he rose on the third day?
Jesus, the man, died clear. That's a clear statement. Jesus has one birth and a death. God don't have no birth record and don't have no death record. That's clear. Because if your God can die, that means you are going to die. But the same thing is, I want you to come with questions, but when I come back and I ask the question, I need you to validate yours with the Bible, not saying I'm going to do my research.
Do you believe in heaven or hell?
I believe in both.
Who is in heaven? And our persons who have transcended, do they get a chance?
Persons who transcend
us, when we die.
Okay.
Do we go into heaven or hell?
No, you go to sleep.
So there is no hell. There is no hell then.
No. You go to sleep, and then once he resurrect, I can take you right to Revelations. Once he resurrect everyone, either you're gonna wake up in hell, or you're gonna be granted into heaven.
And when you say he resurrect, that's not Jesus.
Where you keep getting Jesus from? I just showed you. And can you read? Can you read Exodus chapter 6 and verse 7 again? Because that's what I base it on. You basing it on a man who had a birth,
mm-hmm. a virgin birth.
How did he have a virgin birth?
I think God could do anything.
Really?
Do you believe that God created man out of dust?
I believe the entire Bible.
Do you believe that God who created man out of dust can make a woman impregnated?
If you sit there, God is a spirit. John 4:24 tells you this. So how can God create how are you going to create flesh to be spirit to where he's going to bring it in? Can you grab 1 Corinthians 3:16?
We can find that inside the Bible.
Oh, no. We know where we at.
No.
We know who we are.
We can take a quick commercial break. That's why I said we can take a quick commercial break. Yeah. Why don't you find that inside the Bible? And
when we come back, I want you to explain how we can limit God and not be able to impregnate a woman because he said, you be pregnant and God can't do that. I'm just asking if we could do that. But we, this is Guardian Radio AM. We're coming right back. We can continue our conversation. We'll be right back.
Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes. Riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. And the trumpet call. Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we have some special guests in the studio. We have a different type of living. They are proclaiming that they are living through precepts, and it's an ancient religion that they have embraced. And I'm trying to not use the word religion because they say they're living by practice. And I'm trying to continue to use that word and not bottle them up as a religious sect alone, but it's a practice that they have embraced. It's a practice that they are living. Before the break, I was asking you, baiting you, on whether how mighty our God is in terms of can he declare that Mary be pregnant? And we were debating back and forth if our God has that
but
power
I don't debate.
To do that.
But I don't debate. One, we got to remember God can do anything. That's God number one. Anything. Wait a minute. But he never changes. Mm-hmm. So we got to remember, how can spirit impregnate flesh? Because we know, can you put 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16? Because we're going to see what spirit does. And before you do that, grab John 4:24. Because we got to remember, God is spirit. We and saying you keep using Jesus, this man, you keep saying he's God.
What about John the Baptist? Was he created by declaration?
Wait, no, let me ask this, right. And we're going to wrap.
We're going to John 4 and verse 24.
Go ahead.
And say, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Now, let's see what this spirit does. Can you read 1 Corinthians 3:16?
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God?
You, this body, is the temple of God. And what happens?
And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Can you also grab Hebrews 9:24? And this is the same. So it resides in people, not in buildings. But he's going to prove the point.
All right. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. It say, 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands.
Not in buildings.
Which are the figures of the true. But into heaven itself, now appear in the presence of God for us.
In Acts 17:24, and you find your next question.
Acts chapter 17, verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of the heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
So, if he don't dwell in temples made with hands, buildings, where is he residing? Because I just showed you where he resides. He resides in people. So you got to present your body as a living sacrifice, which also tells you in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, and also grab Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Everything I'm doing according to Scripture.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. It said, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
And what else do it say?
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure.
Do we know what sacrifices are? Sacrifices are established covenants, to where you establish a covenant with Christ. But can you read the second part?
Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, so a living established covenant, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
So Christ has to be in you, which Jesus talks about. Actually, can we also grab John chapter 14? We're going to start at verse 7. This is what watch what Jesus says. This is Jesus who you're talking about.
John chapter 14, starting at verse 7. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also.
Hold it right there. Who is talking?
Jesus talking?
No, that's Christ talking. Watch what happens.
And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
Now watch. To show you that Christ is talking, you're going to see Philip ask him a particular question. Read on.
Philip saith unto him.
What did he say?
Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us.
Show us the Father, and that it suffices. So wait a minute. Jesus standing right there. So I need you to answer that.
So you're saying that this was the person who is talking is not Jesus. It was the Christ.
He going to explain it. Wait a minute. No, he going to explain it. He going to tell you what I'm asking you. You saying Jesus, the man, is saying it.
I'm saying that Jesus, the man, is the Christ.
Read on. We're going to let the
Jesus
Bible
say it unto him. Have I been so long time with you?
Have I been so long with you?
And yet hast thou not known me, Philip?
Now, didn't we show you 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Watch what he says. Read on.
He that have seen me, if you have seen the Father.
If you seen me, you seen the Father.
And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?
So why are you going to ask me to show you the Father? Well, watch this. He's going to explain a little bit more.
Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me?
In me. As 1 Corinthians 3:16. Watch this.
The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself.
So,
when Jesus said that there's no other way to the Father but by me, what does that mean? Oh, he didn't say that.
Oh, no.
He did say it.
Christ is saying that's Jehovah. That's the spirit that dwelleth in you. Okay, wait. Can you go
to spirit
Matthew 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 16, 3, 15.
I don't want to forget my question.
Matthew 3:16.
When Jesus coming to Galilee.
Okay. Matthew chapter 3, we'll start at verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John.
To be what?
to be baptized of him.
He's being baptized. He's been, yeah, please pull it up. Pull it up.
I'm waiting to see what John said when he's going, I should not baptize you because you are God.
For that,
But I can let you finish reading so you get to that point.
That's what you
Okay. Finish it out.
What verse is that?
But John, Matthew chapter 3, starting at verse 14.
Yeah.
But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee.
I have need to be condemned of thee, because flesh has to be condemned. But watch, wait.
I need to be baptized by you, and do not come to me. That's what John said.
Right? Okay, what? Okay.
What verse is that?
This is verse 1, Matthew 3, 14.
Okay, yeah, don't. Oh, don't. Yeah.
Read on.
And Jesus answered, saying unto him,
we don't see this.
Suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
All righteousness. So wait a minute. So what happened?
My Bible says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's what Jesus said.
Watch this. Read on.
Verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized.
When that flesh was condemned, what happened?
Went up straightway out of the water.
What happened?
And lo, the heavens were opened unto him.
And what happened?
And he saw the Spirit of God.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. He seen Jesus come down.
He saw the Spirit of God.
No, he saw Jesus come down.
He saw the Spirit of God.
He saw Jesus come down and baptize Jesus.
He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him.
And what did Jesus say that he's saying? Was it a voice?
Hello, a voice.
Oh, Jesus.
A voice.
No, Jesus.
A voice.
No, Jesus.
A voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son.
This is my beloved son. That spirit that came down. Now, let's see what comes down. Can you grab Wisdom of Solomon chapter 18, verse 15?
Are you saying that Jesus is the Son of God?
He's a servant.
Read that again.
He's a servant.
Now hold on. Let's read that. What did he say about the son? This is my...
He's a servant.
Don't read that part. What did you say about the son? Let's read it again.
Wait a minute.
Was
he a child of Israel?
I just want him to read it first.
Yeah, was he a child of Israel?
Remember you said...
Read that for him.
Read that again.
But he's still a child of Israel, correct?
Is he
a child of Israel?
I just want to say if it says
okay.
son.
Okay. Can you grab again Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55?
Did it say son? Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25,
okay.
55.
Is that Jesus? Is not Jesus? Okay, let's. Now let me deal with some law.
Go ahead, man.
Who's Mary from?
Mary?
Yeah, what?
Mary from the line of David.
No. See, that's why we all mixed up. Mary is from the line of Aaron.
Okay.
But you should know that.
You're the Bible scholar.
Oh, no.
No. Can you read again? Now, his father is from the line of David. Mm. So, he's also was a priest and a ruler. That's why he was able to do what he did. But we're going to read this again because you wasn't in there. Can you read Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55?
Leviticus 25, verse 55. For unto me, the children of Israel.
Jesus.
The children of Israel.
Jesus.
The children of Israel are servants.
Servants. Not God. Servants. But read on.
In Matthew 3:17.
Please do.
And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved servant.
Servant? Not son?
In whom I am well pleased.
Oh, wait a minute. So now let's grab wisdom. Wisdom.
Your Bible say servant, might say son.
Wait a minute. Watch this.
Son is a servant.
Son is, wait a minute. He going to explain. Let's see what came.
You're changing the Bible on me.
No. Let's see what came down.
You trying to say the King James Version
please,
says servant?
Please.
I'm about to show you. This is where it came down. This is the Spirit of God that came down.
You can show me in that verse?
Yes, here it is. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse...
No, wait. You want to know what came down.
I'm finna show you.
You want to know what came down.
In that verse.
Yeah, this verse.
He's going to explain it to you.
What the verse is?
Precepts.
Precepts.
This is according to precepts.
So you're moving from the verse.
I'm doing precepts.
I just want to make sure you're moving from the verse.
Well, no, you tell you see.
Women.
You see,
I want to know where we are. That's what I'm asking.
Here we go. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 15.
So we're not in Matthew no more.
It says, thine almighty word leaped down from heaven.
The almighty word.
Out of the royal throne, as a fierce man of war, into the midst of a land of destruction.
You see that? Now, wait a minute. Hold it right there. Now let's go to John 1:1, because that's what he's been saying. That's Jesus. So now we're going to show him how that worked. John 1:1, and then I need you to grab Genesis 1:3, because we're going to see the Spirit at work, and it's not Jesus.
John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word.
That came down, read on.
And the Word was with God.
Uh-huh.
And the Word was God. God.
So now, what we got to remember is this. Isaiah 55:11 is very direct. Can you read Isaiah 55:11? And then we're going to grab Genesis 1:3. Yeah, please.
Verse 11. It says, yo, so shall my word be.
No. So shall Jesus.
So shall my word.
No, Jesus.
So shall my word.
No, Jesus.
So shall my word.
He says Jesus.
So shall
he
my word.
He said Jesus. He says a man.
So shall my word.
He says a man that got killed.
So shall my word.
Okay.
So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It shall not return unto me void.
But it's going to do what?
But it shall accomplish that which I please.
And what are you going to send it into?
And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Now watch this. Now watch. You're going to see the word at work.
Yep.
So when you see this, when he speak, Jehovah do the work. The Father does nothing. He just speaks the word. And it happens. Watch this.
They say, and God said.
Oh, wait a minute. The Father said what?
Let there be light.
Oh, and what happened?
And there was light.
Didn't he just read that? He just said, Jehovah just did it.
And John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but through me.
Who's speaking?
Jesus the Christ.
I got something for you. Go to Matthew 4:1.
Matthew 4:1.
Yeah.
Please.
And go ahead and read that for me.
Matthew 4:1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness.
No, Jesus was led up by himself.
Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
And then we're going to hit James 1:13.
We haven't agreed that Jesus.
Now, I want to ask you this. Just listen to me.
Go ahead, man.
It said Jesus was led up in the Spirit to be tempted of the devil, right?
Amen. All
right. So now he's being tempted, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Go to James 1:13.
Oh! Talk right in the mic. Make sure everyone hear you now.
James 1:13.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man.
So Jesus shouldn't be able to be tempted if he were God. Correct?
I'm trying to find a scripture where...
I'm going to
answer that.
Would Jesus be able to be tempted if he were God?
I am trying to find a scripture where God said he created evil and good.
Oh, so, wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute.
If God created evil...
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. See how you got to Google? Go to Isaiah 45:7. See, this is what you're dealing with.
Isaiah 45:7.
What do it say?
I formed the light.
Oh, that,
light
and that, wait a minute, hold it. That's the, wait a minute, that's the, amen. Wait a minute. How is it you in spirit, mm-hmm. you under the tutelage of God, and you couldn't get to this verse?
Because I'm not a Bible scholar. I just could
no,
Google
no,
it.
No.
I can find every scripture you quote right inside the CM text. This is like a Bible. I have the Bible here.
But you said it somewhere.
I
don't know.
I Google it.
Wait a minute. Did you see me pick up a Bible yet?
You don't have the Bible.
Wait a minute. Did I not tell him where to go?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Did you see me Google and said where is that?
Because you are a master. What's the name again? the master. What again? The master.
It's Master Hebrew.
Yes, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. You're the master.
Hebrew.
I tie tongue.
No. But the thing is, you operating with spirit right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the problem. But
the
wait a minute.
Spirit is moving me to ask the question. See, yeah, right?
No. But your spirit wouldn't know where that verse was.
Yeah. But I find a verse now. It's Isaiah 45:7. That's where I'm at.
We just told it to you.
Yeah, but I found it at the same time. That's why I'm able to read it. Read it. Yeah, I'm good. What does Isaiah 45:7 say? Let's read that.
Okay. Well, all I want to know is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why is her head down?
She texting.
Because she seemed like she's embarrassed. But that's okay. But I want to ask you one question. Because I asked you to pull out a dollar earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to ask you one question with this dollar. I want you to look at that dollar, please. I want you to look at it. So you see, you picking it and putting it down. So I want to ask you a question. Has that dollar ever been involved in prostitution?
I have no clue.
Okay, hold up. Have it ever been involved in drugs?
I have no clue.
Have it ever been involved in blackmail or anything?
Say again?
In blackmail.
I don't know.
Do you give offerings to your church?
Yes.
And God can't take anything with sin in it, and you don't even know where that dollar came from?
But God is a spirit. He doesn't need money. The church needs money.
Oh, really?
To carry on God's work. Amen?
Can you go to Corinthians?
Because even your church today, in order to make sure that you are on the airwaves, you had to use the sinful dollar to make sure that you get to spread the gospel.
No. Let me clarify something.
You didn't use the dollar to make sure you get access
to it. So where King James Bible University, Host Lordship of Israel, don't accept any donation. None. You go to any of our channels. Hold on. You go to any of our channels. We don't collect cash, coins, gold, silver, nothing. We teach the word of God freely. All of the elders and deacons and evangelists over here, we spend our own money. We have YouTube is free, and we teach the Lordship of Israel.
That came out of my pocket.
The goal is, do you use the money?
We don't use. We use our own money. And inspire our devices, and we teach the word of God.
Yes.
Don't get the notions.
I'm just making sure that you use the money. You do not use the money.
I want evangelists to read one verse, but I want you to read it real slow.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7.
I want you to clearly understand this.
See, I bring it up at the same time.
Good. Yeah, you pull it up. Pull it up on your Bible too. Double it. Read. Take it.
Every man. According to
man mean a male or female. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe Adam is a male and a female?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Okay, but read on. I don't think
so. Every man, every male or female, according as he purposeth in his heart.
Uh-huh.
So let him give.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Then the Bible.
Now, I'm going to show you what the issue is. Because, wait a minute, do you give to your church based on the needs of the church?
No, I give it based on my needs.
No, so you based on needs.
On my needs.
On the necessary things. So to keep the lights on, to keep the air conditioning going. That's what you give for, correct or not correct?
Yes, on my needs.
Okay, so those are your needs. So when you go into church, you need to make sure the lights are on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's a necessity then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect. Read it.
Not grudgingly.
Don't give it grudgingly.
Or of necessity.
So why are you giving out of necessity? Because you can't give according to Scripture.
You ever going in a heart church?
No. I'm not asking you that. I'm not asking you. Scripture says you cannot give out of necessity.
I give it to make sure that there's air conditioning inside the church.
No, I can care less.
You know how hot the churches be without air conditioning? God has moved me and said, make sure there's enough money inside the church that we have air conditioning.
Okay, that's what you're saying. The scripture says, every man purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity.
My heart is be moved.
You're giving out of necessity. It's telling you cannot give because it's a necessity.
I give it lovingly and be glad.
Can I read a scripture?
Go ahead, man.
Job chapter 6, verse 22. You asked me the question, did I say, bring unto me? Or give a reward for me of your substance? That's the question.
So let's look at substance. Let's grab Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8, and also let's grab Psalms chapter 50 and verse 10. But you see, I still ain't grabbed no Bible. You ain't seen me Google nothing yet, have you?
Because you're a master. How you pronounce that, ma'am? The master.
Yeah.
Hebraist.
I don't want to discombobulate.
He already discombobulated.
See, all I'm trying to do. So why? I want you to really understand this. This is why you can't give money. See, because your God is broke.
My God don't need money.
Why? Okay. Why are you giving money?
Because it's the same way you use money.
No. That's the same way. You see, you generalizing something. You going into a building. You say because it's hot.
It's hot.
I don't want to hit.
I need light.
You need light.
I need light to see.
Really? Wait a minute. Watch this. Can you read Haggai chapter 2, verse 8?
I need windows.
Wait a minute.
Your church doesn't have windows?
Hey, hold on. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8.
What do it say?
The silver is mine.
Oh.
And the gold is mine.
Wait a minute. That all belong to God. Wait a minute. But watch this. I want to show you something about what our God does.
Psalms 15, verse 10.
It started. What do it say?
For every beast of the forest is mine.
Jehovah, not Jesus, that man that you got.
But Jesus, why does it seem like a thousand hills?
That's Jehovah. Read on.
I know all the fowls of the mountains.
All the fowls.
And the wild beasts of the fields are mine.
Go ahead.
If I was hungry.
If he was hungry,
I would not tell thee.
He wouldn't even tell you he was hungry. So why would he tell you he need money to make sure you're hot? You're hot. Oh, I'm hot. You remember you were telling you was really I'm hot.
Elder Johnson, yes. Does your church have air conditioning?
Who, me?
It hot inside your church?
Wait a minute. Can you pull up?
I just want to know if your church have air conditioning.
And tell them where we learn at.
Nobody can tell me the church have air conditioning.
That's a simple
question.
Oh yeah, please.
It could be in the scripture.
We get ready to prove it. Wait a minute. Watch this.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 34.
Please read it.
And if any man hunger.
If you hunger to learn the word, watch what he says.
Let him eat.
Eat means to learn.
So let him learn at home.
Now, do you want me to prove that eat mean learn? I can prove it if you want me to.
So far, it sounds like your church heart. Huh? It sounds like no one answered me if you have air conditioning yet. I just asked a simple question.
Jesus just tells you he goes into their synagogues.
So you don't have a church?
He's a comedian, huh?
We meet three times a year.
In a church building?
No, we meet online.
So you do not have a church building. You meet online.
Jesus didn't have nowhere to lay his head.
See, I'm learning new stuff. I didn't know you didn't have a church building.
Guess what? Let me go back to this church. We're going to deal with this church. Pull up 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 3, because I want to show you who you're going in there worshiping. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, you won't get off this. So I got to make sure we all cool because I got to make sure we good.
You know we good.
I got to make sure me and you right. I got to make sure me and you right here. Can you start right there?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.
Here you go.
Let no man deceive you.
Now, this is my main thing. I don't want no man to deceive you. All right? But watch, read on.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
By any means.
For that day shall not come. Except there come a falling away first.
So we got to grab you to make sure we get you so you don't fall away. Because watch what happens.
And that man of sin be revealed.
He going to be revealed.
The son of perdition.
Do you know what the son of perdition mean?
No.
Son of Satan.
Okay.
But don't worry about it. We're going to take care of that. Because you keep saying, what church do you at? What church, what location? We're going to take it. Wait a minute. Wait, what? Read on.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself.
He opposes all and exalteth himself.
Above all that is called God.
All that is called God, that what he does.
Or that is worship. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
That's who you're giving your money to.
That man.
Elder, I have one question, and then I want you to also give websites and stuff like that so people can get in contact with you. Any white people in your church?
Oh, got a bunch of them.
You have white people in your church?
White people.
Your religion sound black.
No. See, what you got to remember, the covenant is to Israel. That's where the covenant is. So we got to also remember Rahab. Rahab was not a child of Israel, but did she receive salvation? Yes. But you got to remember, everybody can receive salvation. Israel can go into the temple to worship. It's under 12 tribes. That's clear. But can white people, Asians, and anybody else get salvation? 100%.
It's good.
And we have them over here.
I was concerned that you was going to embrace them. This was concerned. But before we go, we have 2 minutes. Yeah. And I want people to know how to get in contact with you.
Okay.
So you give them scriptural guidance. So that's why abruptly, but make sure you have an opportunity that people can actually get in contact with you. So I leave the last word to you, and as you give the websites, the Facebook, social media links and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, because they can find us on, you can go to YouTube. They can either do it under KJBU or they can do it under King James Bible University. They can also find us through the House of the Lost Sheep of Israel. If you go online on the web, you can find us through KJBU, just kjbu.org. You can find us there. We do have a Facebook presence, but we really don't push Facebook because a lot of craziness is there. So I don't really push that one. But they can find us in those two locations. Also, they can go to KJBU.org. You can also find the numbers. They can call us. And you'll see a listing once you go down to the bottom. You can see a listing where you'll see different teachers going at different times. I mainly teach on the Sabbath, which is the Saturday. That's my main day of teaching. But you'll see other elders, other deacons, other evangelists, you'll see them teach out during the week.
I didn't make space for you while you're still here, because I want to talk about this deacon, I want evangelist. I want
the
structure. I want to know the structure, because there's no bishop. You have any bishop?
No. No bishop. I tell you what. I tell you what you do. We're going to do it real quick. Can you go to Ephesians? So since we're going to do it real quick, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. Oh, 30 seconds? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Let's see if we're going to hear Bishop.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
Go ahead.
And he gave some. Apostles.
One.
And some prophets.
Uh-huh.
And some evangelists.
Uh-huh.
And some pastors
uh-huh.
and teachers.
Uh-huh.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of
now,
Christ.
Now, clear it up real in 15 seconds. A bishop is the lowest thing on the totem pole.
Mm.
Deacons is actually over bishops. Mm. Because a bishop has to be a certain way. You remember Stephen was a deacon. Deacons was over bishops. But what I said, you guys are talking incorrectly, and that's why people think bishops is the highest thing on the totem pole, and they're not. They are just supposed to be apt to teach. That's it. But they don't control anything. Deacons control everything that's inside the church. Bishops is the lowest thing on the totem pole.
I appreciate this conversation.
I appreciate it.
Seasonary. I want to tell all my brothers and sisters in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that King James Bible University and House of Lordship Visual is not affiliated with any so-called Black Hebrew street camps.
Yep.
You're not affiliated with IUIC.
Yep.
And none of those brothers on the street corners shouting and blaspheming the word of God. Yeah, King James Bible University, House of Lordship Visual, we are servants of Jehovah. And any questions you want to ask about salvation, how to get salvation, we here. King Bible University, we can talk that on any one of our website. You can come in Zoom on Saturdays. And any question you want to ask, we can answer you. Any pastor want to come over and ask questions, you come over on Saturdays after Zoom, and we'll be glad to answer any one of your questions. We don't run from nothing. We share what thus said the Lord and according to Scripture.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Neary. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful day.
Come on, choir, tell me what do you think.
When I think
of what he's done for me.
Of what he's done for me.
Makes me wanna.
Makes me wanna.
Makes me wanna.